Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Episode 38 of the No Look Past podcast presented to you by WRSPN.com. We want to thank you for tuning in. You could be listening to anything in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. I'm your host, Frank Santos, who can't believe the Warriors signed Zaza Pachulia on the veterans minimum. What a deal. And I have my co-host with me, Andy Flint. Flintmo, what's good?
Let me give a little PSA to all you youngsters out there. If you're the only one on the court talking about how sick your moves are, they aren't that sick.
It sounds like Andy speaking from the veteran experience on the YMCA floor. All right, so we're going to get into our show. Obviously, all we want to talk about is Kevin Durant, the ramifications of his decision to join the Golden State Warriors, and then we are going to get into some free agency deals, you know, best deals, worst deals, things like that. But we will start with the outlet pass. It's a first pass in any fast break. Thus, it's the first pass in our show. Let's get down to business, Andy. Kevin Durant jumped ship, is now a member of the Golden State Warriors. My first question to you is, Andy, how long do you think it took for Russell Westbrook to delete Kevin Durant's number from his phone?
Oh, I mean, he probably did it before KD chose. Westbrook, we know, is a prophet. He's the B-ball god. So I think he knew it was coming, deleted him, and was like, what?
Yeah. So we actually have the exclusive response from Russell Westbrook. You guys might want to listen to this. Andy Flint's his agent, so he actually gave us the response.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
That person you heard screaming at the end was actually Kevin Durant. So that was the response from Russell Westbrook. It might have sounded familiar to you. So my man Russell is about to put in that work. MVP season on the way. So, all right, let's move on to the actual decision. Here's my first thought. I don't want to hand the Warriors the title yet because people are quick to forget the first year of LeBron in Miami. You know, first of all, they didn't win the championship. Second of all, they struggled to begin with. It's a lot. And I think you brought this point up when we were talking about it in general. It's just a lot to expect, like, a team to just go in and, like, add a superstar, and then all of a sudden, like, everything's just going to click, and they're just going to, like, tear the league apart.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to work, first and foremost.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
I don't see a situation. Well, because I'm saying that because I say that to say this. I'm gonna give some reasoning real quick why I think it might not work as well as everybody thinks. So I wanted to start by saying, you know, first and foremost, I do think it's going to work. I think really all it takes is KD buying into the fact that he's not going to get the same type of KD production, or it's not going to be the same type of KD Russ hero ball type stuff we saw in OKC. That's really the adjustment to me. But there are things, man. Andrew Bogut, I think we're going to find out quickly, and I said this on Twitter yesterday. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised when they figure out that the key to what the Warriors did overall as a team, I think, was a little more contingent on defense than people really give credit for. So
right.
I think, you know, simply saying that, I think everybody views Golden State as just this three-point shooting juggernaut, and that's really it.
Yeah, and I also think that people are concerned about them being too small, and I think people are forgetting that not only can Draymond play the five, but in the death lineup, Kevin Durant can really be your five. Like, Kevin Durant led the Thunder in rebounding last season. So I think that's definitely going to work. I don't think they're too small. I know Andre Drummond tweeted that, you know, they still got to play the other end and they're way too small. And I don't think that's going to be an issue because at the end of the day, they're actually bigger than the death lineup was previously. And I know that that was the issue, that the death lineup wasn't really working because people were killing them on the boards. But I actually think Kevin Durant is going to help that, not hurt that. It doesn't make them smaller, it actually makes them a bit bigger.
Yeah, I mean, again, I do think the things are going to work, but I just think if there's anything to critique, it is the things that, I mean, we saw, you know, how wounded the Warriors could look at times without Bogut back there to help, because, you know, we all were under that impression that, you know, Warriors have guys that could man LeBron James up, and it really turned out they kind of had guys that could slow him down, maybe, you know, put a little dagger in his ankle. And but it didn't work overall without that shot blocker in there. And I'm interested to see, because I assume they do obviously go small with Green at the five and KD at the four. Who wouldn't? I mean, if I'm playing 2K, that's the only lineup.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think Isaiah Thomas tweeted this out, and I agree. Anybody that plays with the Warriors on 2K is a lame. Like, you cannot play with the Warriors on 2K. You're getting kicked out of the house. It's just not happening. The other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to shout out my man Timmy D, Tim Duncan. My man just sees the future just like you said Russell Westbrook did. As soon as he saw that the Warriors had signed Kevin Durant, he just went like, yo.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. But Carmen, we're trying to... screw you guys.
He was not having any parts of trying to face Kevin Durant and the Warriors. He was just like, I'm retiring. I've been in this league way too long. I know how this is going to turn out. But who do you think were the biggest winners of the Kevin Durant saga?
Russell Westbrook. I think that's what Russell Westbrook thinks. I mean, here's the thing. Russell Westbrook is now auditioning for, you know, a $50 million per season payday with pretty much whatever big market team that wants him after this season. And, you know, I think auditioning or not, he was going to have a great season. Obviously him, and then obviously the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors are the biggest ones to me. I think that's number one, is the Warriors are the winners, obviously. But I have two other winners. I got Russell Westbrook's MVP odds for next season, because you know my man is just going to go beast mode. I don't even know what he's going to do. I'm trying to think of a good superhero that just like only acts alone. Maybe like Daredevil. I don't know if anybody's seen Daredevil on Netflix, but my man Russell Westbrook, he's going to be Batman with no Robin. He doesn't want anybody else next to him. He's just going to he's going to feel betrayed by Kevin Durant, so he's not going to trust any other player for a while, and he's just going to be like 35 points, maybe like 4 assists. I think his assist numbers are going to go down, and like 15 rebounds, because he's just going to be stealing rebounds from Enes Kanter all game. And then the other winner, I think, is LeBron's legacy. I think LeBron James really benefits from this, because now everybody can't just say, oh, wow, LeBron jump shift to win his championships, because if the second best player in the league argue, I don't really agree with this take, but I think that's how it will go down, jump shift to do the same thing, it kind of helps LeBron's sort of overall picture that people will say, well, Kevin Durant did the same thing, so why are we going to slam LeBron James for it? And I think we've seen that discussion already.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. I'll take it one step further to say what KD did was way worse. If we're talking in terms of jumping ship, I mean, listen, for once in my life, I agree with the thing Stephen A. Smith says. I can't even believe that I sat in front of my television and I was nodding my head in agreement with Stephen A. Smith as he was screaming about stuff. But I feel like LeBron went to like a 47-win first round eliminated from the playoffs team after not getting any help in Cleveland. We all know that mess. And anybody who wants to talk Mo Williams, we'll save that for a different day of the week and I'll burn you there. But KD just went to the team that not only sons you, the uncle team that just nephewed you out of the playoffs, out of the Western Conference Finals at your shot at LeBron in the finals, they broke the win record. You went there. To me, I'm kind of done with Kendra Durant. I mean, I feel like
it was
crazy. It's too crazy for me. Maybe I'm processing, but I mean, you know, it doesn't affect my team in any sense, but I don't like the move. I'm not down with it. I think it's completely different than what LeBron did back in 2010. I mean, the decision was a little crazy. KD didn't do that, but this Players Tribune thing's cool.
So I don't feel as strongly about it, like hating the move as you do, but the one thing I hate about the move is that we don't have, as NBA fans, like especially you and I, like we root for teams that aren't going to be in the finals realistically next year. You know, the Magic and the Nets not happening. A lot of teams root. Like,
ever.
We all know that every season there's like 4 or 5 teams that can win the championship, right? And if you're not a fan of those 4 or 5 teams, you kind of like find a team to root for, or you kind of, you know, maybe the underdog, that kind of thing. And like the Warriors used to be that team. Like even though they were 73-9, like they were fun to watch. They had like, they were built from the ground up. They had all these guys that were just drafted by the team. They didn't have like these splashy, you know what they reminded me of is like in Major League Baseball back in the day, like the Yankees were the evil empire. And even as a Yankee fan, I can say that, you know, like they signed all these guys and everything. And then like the Red Sox were kind of like the underdog, the charmers. They hadn't won a championship in so long. And like that was kind of the Warriors, you know what I mean? They were that team to root for. And now with Kevin Durant, they're like a super team, and it just ruins it. You know what I mean? You're not going to root for the Warriors anymore because, I don't know, it's just like rooting. It's like rooting for the guy that you know is going to win first place. It's just weird. So, like, we've lost that team because obviously Cleveland isn't that team either because they're also a super team. So the closest I think we can get to that now would be, like, the Russell Westbrook Thunder. You know what I mean? Like, if they were to go into the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors or something like that, we would all be rooting for Russell Westbrook to get his revenge and show him that he doesn't need KD. You know what I mean? But, like, that's why I don't like the move, because we've really lost that team to root for.
Yeah, and we lost the Thunder, which was a fun team to watch. And that to me is probably the biggest deal, is I really enjoyed watching the Thunder, and especially with, like, a Victor Oladipo this season. I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And I still think it will be awesome, although, Depo, you ain't getting the ball. I do. I agree with you in that sentiment. And I kind of feel bad for, like, a Klay Thompson. I mean, I understand he's not mad, but as a guy who I like to watch Klay Thompson, I like the things he does. We're going to see less of that. It's pretty much a foregone conclusion at this point. You can't have KD and see as much. And I also feel like, I know a lot of people think this move really, really helps Curry. I think this kind of does something a little negative to Curry in a sense, because now I think that we're going to obviously see that Kevin Durant's the best player on that team. That's my feelings on it. I think Curry's role is going to be a little different now. And, you know, I hope Golden State doesn't get into this mode where they try to play hero ball and change what they've been doing, because what they've been doing works. Didn't work this year, but I think the execution lacked a little. So I hope some of the things stay the same. I'd really like to see the ball moving a lot, playing that defense, getting out and running, and that's what makes Golden State fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem, just because I think all of the guys on the Warriors actually play better off the ball. I think the problem is going to be finding, okay, who's the best ball handler to get all of these guys, you know, what they need to do. I think the answer might be Draymond, and I think the numbers that are going to dip the most, I think, are going to be Draymond, because he had to maybe do a little too much offensively on this team. And now he doesn't have to do basically anything. You know what I mean? He just has to stay in the corner and, like, hit a open shot every once in a while. But, you know, because I really do. I think all of, like, Thompson, I think, plays better off the ball. Curry, I think, is just as good off the ball as he is on the ball. I don't want to say he plays better off the ball. But, and Kevin Durant, sort of the same thing. Maybe they're not better off the ball, but they can all play very well off the ball. They don't need the ball in their hands to be effective. So I think that's not going to be a problem. It's just, and I agree with you, I'm curious about Klay Thompson's adjustment to becoming, like, just a shooter. You know what I mean? Because I think people label him that, but I think he's a lot more on this team now, or was a lot more on this team. But I think now he is going to be sort of like a shooter. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to do much more than shoot, in my opinion, because Kevin Durant and Steph Curry are going to be just so strong, and they need to have so many shots and need to be involved in so many plays and stuff like that. So that's what I'm curious about. I think that'll be the adjustment period, sort of finding how often do we call plays for KD? How often do we call plays for Steph? Do we call plays? You know what I mean? Or do we just let the ball move? That kind of thing.
Well, my problem with Klay real quick is that oftentimes we see Klay struggle, and he'll do it early in games. But it's because he keeps getting to putting up shots. And I think that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we're going to see Klay just kind of hanging out around the rim, not getting the ball, because you can't – there's no way of convincing me that with Kevin Durant on your team, that ball's not going to get a little slower. That movement's going to slow somewhat. And I think that's kind of why they wanted to do this, because there were moments where they needed to just have an ISO star, and they didn't have that. Curry's shot wasn't necessarily working, so it was tougher for him to make his way to the lane. I think with KD, that fixes that problem. But I worry about Klay Thompson.
So real quick, we're going to adjust the show a little bit. I sort of made a mistake, and we're only going to be on 15 minutes. So we're just going to give you all of our Kevin Durant thoughts and then hit you with some free agency tomorrow. My last question is, do you think that they win the championship? Like, just real quick, you know what I mean? Way too soon, because obviously all the teams aren't formed yet. Do you think that they win the championship as formed?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think they were probably going to be my favorites anyways. Maybe it could have been OKC, but I'm rocking with Golden State.
Yeah, I would agree. Right now, way too early. But I really do like the San Antonio Spurs with Pau Gasol. I tweeted it yesterday. I kind of, on the lowest of lowest keys, I really like that Spurs structure, maybe a little better than the Warriors structure. But I'm really not sure, because, I mean, Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. So that is our show for this week. We will join you tomorrow for free agency. Follow us on Twitter at NLP Podcast and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/NLP Pod. That's N like the Nay, L like Louis Scola, P like PJ Hairston. And we will check out with you tomorrow for some free agency talk. Thanks.